Hey everyone, welcome to Little Victories Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Brophy, and I'm really glad you're here. The inspiration for this podcast comes from a conversation I had with my dad many years ago. I was going through a rough time in my life, trying to talk to him about it, kind of stuttering over my words. And my dad stopped me mid-sentence and said, "Kat, it's okay. I already know." And I said, "Dad, what do you know?" And he said, "When you love someone, you pay attention." Those words have stuck with me and are, as I said, the inspiration for this podcast to bring regular, ordinary people on, share their stories in the hopes that my listeners, you, may find some takeaways and connections and be able to create little victories in their own lives. Now let's get to it. All right, welcome. Hi, Kel.
Hi.
So here we are, almost exactly a year later from our first episode. And I asked you earlier, you know, what you think we should talk about. And you said kind of like, you know, under the cuff, mental health maintenance, life after cancer, and continuing to deal with childhood trauma. So those are not light topics, but nothing we ever do, as we said in the first one, is light. So I'm ready to get into it here, but you know that when we start this, there's always a question I like to ask everybody, okay? So today, if you had to name a song that played each time you entered a room, what would it be?
It would definitely be Easy on Me by Adele. There's a backstory to that. When I was going through cancer, and I found out that I had it, Adele just came out with this song, and it spoke to me in so many ways.
All right. That is a beautiful song. I love Adele. She is like, just, you know, just a beautiful voice, beautiful lyrics, really powerful. All right. So I'm taking a deep breath. You taking a deep breath, and you ready to dive in here?
I am. Okay. Yeah.
So here we are, the Massachusetts-New Jersey connection. So when we left off, and I also just want to say this too, we had done that first one, and honestly, recently I had put it out again and let people know, and you know this too, that this Surrender and Live was my most popular episode from 2023. And I thought, you know what? We should do a follow-up. So I had put it out there last week, and then I got some beautiful responses from people that actually just said, you know what, and they listened to it and they wrote to me, and I also know that they wrote to you and talked about how inspirational it was, for lack of, I mean, that's what that, you know, a lot of people said. So I thought we should just do a follow-up. So when we left off last February 23, you were having your final surgery. I think you were going to have it 2 days after we did that episode. Does that feel like a long time ago?
It feels like a long time ago. I was having my final hysterectomy. Although it feels like a long time ago, I'm still dealing with the residual. I'm learning to live with and accept everything that I endured through my cancer year. This time of reflection, it's, you know, as we're starting the new year, I reflect on my life and I'm realizing, okay, I look in the mirror, I take my wig off, and my hair hasn't grown back. I wish I had it back. Little bit of grieving that goes on with that. I had a double mastectomy last year and my nipples are still numb. So I still kind of feel that I should be on this white cloud, like, you are cancer free now, you should feel so much better. And I'm feeling like this is where I'm at, and I'm being true to myself. I survived one of the rarest cancer, being AAA negative, and I'm proud of that, but I'm still kind of feeling like there's more growth and more, and I have to deal with the acceptance of this is where I'm at right now today. And I don't want to sound like a negative Nelly either. I want to kind of just be real.
So I would say you don't sound negative. You do sound like somebody's just speaking their truth. And I think that is one of the things why many of the listeners that it reached out and talked about, what they got from listening to yours was the fact that they were living their stuff too, right? As we all know, right? Everybody has a story. And so hearing you be so brave and vulnerable, and we're actually going to talk about that very soon. I think it, for whatever reason, right, it just allows people to feel less alone when they know that and they hear that somebody else is also going through some tough times. So yeah, you do not sound negative at all. Quite the opposite, actually. So a statement that you had made, and I re-listened to it as well. You talked about gifts of desperation. And then you talked about completely surrendering. Thus, we got the name Surrender and Live, right? How does that statement resonate with you today, almost a year later? And after having received, you kind of just talked about it, but I'm going to give you a chance to say it again. After having received a clean PEP scan in October,
My gifts of desperation I talked about were going into AA last year, or the year, couple years prior, and the gifts were the really difficult times that I was going through grief, and I was going through my losing my house, and then the children then being, going empty nest syndrome. But I know that the cancer was also a gift of desperation for me. I know that I had to surrender, and I felt the only way I can describe surrendering is like j diving into a pool of cold water and just letting go. And that's what I did. I have a deep willingness to surrender every day and doing it one day at a time, as I did in AA. I used to be a complete control freak, as you may remember. I was. I used to try to
Nah,
control my children.
that wasn't you.
Allowed people to only see what I wanted them to see. And I learned to turn my will over to a higher power now. And that power of me letting go. And after the most challenging year of my life, I've been on a journey now of self-awareness, self-care, and self-love. And I strive to continue to heal.
One of the things I think that stands out just in our conversations in the last year, and it's had to come up a few times when you talk about, we say, well, should we do this or should we not do that? And you say, Kath, no more secrets, no more secrets. That's kind of what you're talking about now, too, about only allowing people to see what you wanted them to see, right? But you're living now, just this is who I am and this is what I've been through, right?
Letting go, we no more secrets when it comes to anything within the family, because that's how I used to live my life, and I don't live like that anymore. Doing the next right thing.
I remember listening to something a while ago, and I actually share this sometimes with my students. It was a clinical, I think he was a social worker, and he was just kind of in a men's group, and they were talking and processing some things, and he made a statement that secrets keep us sick. And I never forgot that. It really, really made a lot of sense. So somebody that I know you and I both love. We love to read her books. I do listen to her podcasts. She has been inspirational for me just in my own journey as well, right? And my journey to lift up other people's voices, like and like you and I are doing right now, and hearing your truth and your story. So Brené Brown, she's done a lot of work around vulnerability and shame. And she says that the most accurate measure for courage is vulnerability. And she says that vulnerability allows them to assess fearlessness. And she said, we can measure how brave you are by how vulnerable you're willing to be. Now, I'm interested in her work and I read a lot, and I'm going to share a little bit more, but that really, really made sense. And I'm also going to say that I didn't need to read that to know that you fit that. That you are courageous, you're brave, and you are no
Thank you.
longer keeping secrets, and you, like right now, allowing yourself to be seen by others and be vulnerable. So I have a question here. It's coming. She also said that there are three key elements to vulnerability. And she said they are uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. This is kind of a tough question. So take your time. How would you talk about life today and reflect on today, and also thinking about those three elements: uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure?
When I think of uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure, I'm such a different person today than I used to be. I've learned to be more authentic and tell others how I'm feeling instead of holding it all inside, which I used to do. Being vulnerable and authentic allows me to show up every day putting my best foot forward. And when I think of those feet, I think of fear. As an uncertain, when you think of uncertainty and risk, you think of fear, and we all face those every day. The importance of trying to face your fears and expressing these fears to those we love is really, really important. I never used to do that. I used to run away from my fears, and I was a runner, as I expressed in the past, and now I face them head on one day at a time. Facing emotional exposure and showing people what you're truly feeling allows people in and allows them to feel you. And now I felt alone most of my whole life, even in my marriages. I was married twice and I ran away from those as well. And I never felt like I fit in anywhere. And it wasn't until I truly allowed people inside and let go that I was able to be vulnerable.
Yeah, so this also may be hard to answer, and I don't even know if there is an answer. How do you learn to let people in when, for much of your life, like you said, you alluded to, we talked about some childhood trauma and some mental health challenges. Before you found, AA. And maybe there's no formula, but if you were to kind of put into words, how do you learn how to let people in?
It's bringing the walls down that we carry with us. I know I had these walls up, and when anyone would ever ask me, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm great. That was all a lie and a facade. And I think it takes really being patient with yourself and learning through therapy, right? Learning through therapy to really express how you feel and not mask your feelings anymore. Expressing your feelings, these are all just parts of it, but it's really being willing to make change, make change in your life.
Yeah, so we're going to get to our final questions very soon, but I guess I have one thing because We are here a year later, and here you are, and you are a warrior. And reflecting on the last year, what have been the beautiful changes that you've experienced in your life?
Continuing to receive love from others. What a gift that is. And seeing beauty in others. I never saw that before. I was always felt like I was putting out fires constantly and trying to rush around, and it was me against the world. And now the gifts of seeing the beauty in others and feeling them has made a tremendous impact on me. And receiving and giving love, learning how to do that, and holding these long-term friendships with my network that, I call these people every day and check in, and I don't isolate anymore. So those are definitely my gifts.
How's your relationship with your kids?
My relationship with my girls, it was like, I can't even tell you how beautiful it is. The love that I get from them now, they are my everything, and I don't, there is no stress. It was like this holiday season felt like a Hallmark card. And I would never say that because it sounds fake, but it was, we wore Christmas pajamas, and we went out to dinner, and we had a great time with mom, who, can be challenging, but we had a wonderful time with her. And we made cookies, and we watched Christmas movies, and we laughed, and we cried because we missed Brittany, my stepdaughter who passed away. I'm missing her because there was definitely a void, but it was beautiful. It's a beautiful relationship, and it's never been this good ever.
And you guys had matching pajamas, right?
Yes, we did.
That's awesome. Okay, Kel. Before we get to the final questions, just a year later, for people that aren't in your immediate network, that wouldn't know how you were doing, that maybe just listened to part one and was like, oh my gosh, is there anything that you haven't said that you want to just put out there about what recovery and healing has been like for you, and or a message of hope for anybody else that may need it?
Recovering and healing is something that I'm continuing to do. Right now I'm working with a therapist on childhood trauma, and she's having me write short stories. And I went through a stage of writing these short stories as when I was a child that was 11, and it was really, really, really hard to do. And I would bring it into the therapist afterwards and share it with her. And I've had to take a break from it because it's stuff that I know, it's work that I know I need to do. I'm also now in the process of joining an adult children of alcoholics group that is a book study in order to work through my own childhood trauma. But working on yourself is the greatest gift you can give yourself, whether that be in therapy, whether it is in fitness. There's so many different ways. So I'm just grateful that I have a wonderful support system, and that really take it comes from learning to let people in.
Okay. That's gonna be a theme, letting people in. Okay. So I'm gonna start some statements. As you know, this is kind of another thing I like to do, and you're gonna finish them. All right.
Sure.
Okay. I feel.
I feel so much gratitude for the last year and a half.
I notice.
I notice what people say and with their body language.
I wonder.
I wonder what 2024 will bring.
I believe.
I will continue to show up one day at a time.
Oh, that's nice. I hope.
I can continue to heal from childhood trauma.
The last one here. What I know to be true is.
I try to show up every day authentic and vulnerable.
Okay. I can't wait to release this. So this is kicking off season four. I can't believe it. 2024.
Wow.
Yep, this is going to go out New Year's Day in the morning. And as everyone knows too, this is a tribute to our dad. And we're going to finish it with this statement here. When you love someone.
You pay attention.
Thanks, Cal. I love you.
I love you too, Kathy.